You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org for a COVID-19 coronavirus update. I'm Matt Fidler. Now, first, I wanted to say that I'm actually really proud of the restraint and control of the Chico protests by both the protesters and the police. I have not witnessed violence on either side, and that makes me happy. I'm disappointed by the rumors and threats of violence on social media, but it didn't materialize, so I guess if we act okay face-to-face, that's probably more important. And on a personal note, and this is my personal opinion here, not that of KZFR or its staff or board of directors, I hope people get that police reform isn't just for Black people or Latinx people, but it's also for struggling white people and for the Native Americans whose land I live on. It's also for the police officers themselves. The police aren't rich. They're struggling with life just like the rest of us. So forcing a decent person to cow to a corrupt and sometimes violent system is just as damaging to their souls as it is to those of the oppressed. So I hope we can all learn something and all benefit from it as well. Okay, now back to the news. Just in case you were wondering, the COVID-19 pandemic is not over. In fact, while the number of new cases each day is declining in the United States at the moment, most of the decline is because of larger cities who have contained the spread after long crackdowns, places like New York City and LA and the Bay Area. But rural locations like the Midwest, the rural South, and the North State are experiencing a spike in COVID-19 cases. And that includes Butte County, which as of writing this on Monday, June 8th, the number of confirmed cases is now 68, which is over double what it was just 3 weeks ago. But the good news is that it does seem that avoiding contact with other people, keeping a distance, washing your hands, can be effective at stopping the spread. We just can't get complacent. This is how we get a serious outbreak that can overwhelm our healthcare system. On the brighter side, here in Chico, two graduating seniors at Pleasant Valley High School, Lauren Serini and Carson Howell, will be graduating with the highly commendable feat of earning 13 years of perfect attendance. Both seniors achieved an incredible 2,323 straight days of unwavering attendance. And while not everyone can have stellar attendance, sometimes you get sick or a family member needs you, but it reminds me of advice that my dad gave me when I first moved into Whitney Hall as I attended Chico State as a college freshman. He said, "I know it's distracting living here, but always go to class. No professor is going to give you a bad grade if you always show up and participate." Which is probably not true, especially if you're pre-med or something, but his point still wasn't lost on me and it really was helpful. But it sounds like the PV students didn't need that advice anyways. They both had over 4-point GPAs. So congrats, Lauren and Carson. You made us all proud. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.